And good morning, everybody. And speaking of which, on that promo, we do have Gary and Charles Skank in studio with us this morning for Ask the Experts. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Throw another log on the fire, would you? It's kind of cold out here.
It is. It's definitely cold out there. I'll see. Somebody asked me what I can do with the weather. I said, well, I can go outside and try to blow the clouds away, but I don't think that's going to work very well. Plus, everybody's upset at me because my birthday is, as you know, is on Groundhog Day.
Oh, no.
And I saw my shadow on Groundhog Day. So everybody's upset at me saying I brought the weather in. So.
Oh, no.
So I guess you can blame it on me for all that coldness out there.
You know, when the temperature gets down to almost nothing, almost to zero, it's really cold.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's right now it's 9 degrees out there. So we're in single digits. It's pretty cold.
Yep. Kyle, I have a scripture, and it's Christ speaking in its letters in red, and it's pretty hard to improve on his words. He's the King of Kings. Right. He's the Lord of Lords. He says here in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And he's speaking of what we need in our life here as far as food and raiment and clothes and whatever. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And so I know that there's probably people facing tough times, or maybe people that don't hardly have enough heat this morning, but God can help us during our tough times, and he knows what we need. So we can count on him to help us through these times.
Absolutely, and definitely agree with you on that. And gentlemen, it's good to have you in studio this morning. Hopefully the drive was okay down here from Indy.
Yes.
The county's done a great job with the roads, getting those cleared, because, like I said, those roads were frozen pretty solid. They've done a great job getting those roads unfrozen. So it's good to have you guys in studio today.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, so before we get started, though, with Ask the Experts, Charles, of course, if you want to talk to anybody, or maybe people are maybe just finding out about you guys, where can they find you at?
Good morning, Kyle. We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from the Newton's True Value. You can reach us by phone at 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800, or you can find us on the internet at ins4unow.com, ins4unow.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Skank Insurance and Retirement.
All right, so a couple of things you guys want to talk about today, and we talked about this one during when you were doing Medicare enrollments, but it's a really good program, but it's called the Medical Savings Account, which is a little bit different from, say, a HSA.
That's right. An MSA sort of become newly available in our area in the last couple of years. And it's been a really popular option. Last year, we had a good number of people. It was amazing how many people signed up for it. And that's October is when they signed up for it. It became effective January 1. Dad, you actually signed up for it.
Yes, I did.
And how are you feeling about it? We were really positive about it back in the fall. How are you feeling about it now?
I'm still fine with it. It's totally different than what you normally think about. The company is actually, instead of you paying money, they're actually giving you some money. In my case, I got a $3,000 debit card. And I have that up front. And if I don't need that for medical expenses, then I get to keep it. And so if I get by this year with three or four office visits and whatever, and I've spent $500, let's say, I've got $2,500 that rolls over next year, and they'll give me another deposit next year. On the other hand, if I need it, then I've got the first $3,000 covered, and then I have a gap or a responsibility on my part before they pick up 100% of the bill. But I feel real comfortable with it. And
So you're paying zero to be on this plan.
Yes, I am. I still have my Part A and I have my Part B. Mm-hmm. I'm still paying my Part B premium. I can't get out of that.
Okay.
I'm still paying that, and I have to buy a separate drug plan.
Okay.
Because this doesn't cover prescriptions, outpatient prescriptions.
Okay. So like a $17 drug plan or something like that.
It depends on a person's drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you have zero premium. This is a Medicare Advantage plan, but it's different from the ones you see on TV that are advertising all the dental and vision and rides to the doctor and get your Part B back and stuff like that. This is a different type of plan that you won't see on TV. And you pay zero for this, though.
Right. Exactly. And instead of telling me I have $250 for eyeglasses or $1,000 for dental, I've got this $3,000 that I can use towards glasses or dental or whatever medical. But the expenses that count toward my cost sharing is the traditional Part A and Part B expenses.
So, like, if I spend $1,000 on dental out of that $3,000 pool, that's not going to apply towards the deductible that is set.
That's true. But we had a guy this past year, Charlie, you may remember, he came in and he had a lot of insulin cost, and he had used his debit card to help cover some of that insulin cost, and it got him through the year.
Yeah.
And he was very happy with it. In fact, we didn't have anybody that we wrote a year ago on that plan that bailed out on us.
Yeah.
Whoever we wrote a year ago, 15 months ago, was happy, and they wanted to stay on it this year.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty good testimony.
Yeah, because you get that deposit January the 1st, and every January the 1st, you get another deposit.
Right.
Every single January the 1st, regardless of how much is left.
Right.
So we had some people that didn't touch their money at all, and they had $3,000, and they roll around, they get another $3,000. They could have $6,000.
Right. Now, Charlie, that's what happens for people that's already on Medicare. But if we're talking with people that's getting on Medicare in the next 2 or 3 months or sometime between now and October, then they can also sign up for this plan as long as it's effective when their Part B is effective, correct?
Right. That's true.
So if their Part B is effective July the 1st, they can sign up for this same plan in July the 1st for the remainder of the year.
That's right. And they would get a prorated amount.
Yeah.
So if the deposit's $3,000 or $2,000, they would get X amount per month for the remaining months of
the
year.
In July, they'd get half of that because it's 6 months left.
Now, let me ask. Let's say I'm on this plan for a year. I have my deposit. And I decide, you know what? I want a different plan.
Okay.
I don't like this plan. What happens to my deposit?
So you made it through the end of December.
Yeah.
And you still have money in your account, whether it's all of it or half of it.
Right.
And you move to another plan. That money's yours.
It stays with me.
Yeah, it stays with you. Now, it's supposed to be used for medical, though. You're not supposed to buy pizza with it.
Okay.
But you can go buy eyeglasses or dental or hearing aids or
doctor visits or
whatever. But, that money's yours.
That's cool.
That's real cool.
That's neat.
It's real cool.
And I think the strongest aspect of this, Kyle, of this plan, is that there are no networks. See, the plans you see on TV, you're saying, what's the catch? People come in all the time saying, well, what's the catch? You know, they're offering me all these goodies. What's the catch? Well, the catch with those plans on TV is that there are networks. There are hospitals that are contracted to take care, take those patients. But if you needed to go to Mayo or MD Anderson or one of those big research hospitals or treatment places, chances are you're not going to be in network with those plans. And so with this MSA,
there's no network.
You can go to Mayo. You can go to MD Anderson. There's no contracts. They pay just like original Medicare does. And so there's multiple pluses with this plan, but that's probably one of the strongest pluses. You get to keep the deposit if you leave, but you have no network limitations. And that's just pretty amazing, really.
And you can use the money that they're giving you for anything you want as far as medical stuff, where the others say, well, here's so much for dental, here's so much for glasses.
Yeah, they just allot these little amounts for different things.
Right.
Sort of
right.
Hem you in a little bit.
Right.
This lets you decide, puts you in the driver's seat And so I think the MSA is going to be a strong option for a lot of people. We had somebody, they were in my office this week. They'd been paying about $2,000 a year for their Medicare supplement last year, husband and wife. And they got on the plane. You got on the plane with a $3,000 deposit. They got on the plane with a $2,000 deposit.
Okay.
And has a little lower deductibles. And so I just did the math for them. They were paying $4,000 for their Medicare supplement.
$2,000 apiece. Wow.
And they quit doing that.
So that's $2,000 each that they've got in their pocket.
Right.
That ordinarily would have went to premium.
Yeah. That's not going to an insurance company. And then this MSA gives them $2,000.
So now they're $4,000 ahead.
Yeah. So there's a net of $8,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Between the two of them.
And if you're retired on Social Security, $8,000 is a big deal in your economy.
Oh, no doubt.
And so it just makes sense.
It's like no brainer, really.
It is. Really? Yes,
that's awesome. I mean, like you said, really, there's no extra cost to it, correct?
That's right.
So, I mean, that's a great program. And how long has this program been going on? Is it still fairly new? Or
Well, the concept itself, a lot of people out there are probably familiar, like you mentioned, an HSA, a health mm-hmm. savings account that you have with your employer. And HSA money from your employer stays with you. If you retire, that money goes with you. Then there's something else called a flex spend account. Those flex spend dollars, they are use it or lose it type money. And so an MSA, medical savings account, is Medicare's version of an HSA. So an HSA has been around for over 20 years, and MSAs have been around for a long time as well, but just not in this area.
Right. So basically, like you said, it's Medicare's version of the HSA, and they just basically, like in Gary's case, they just drop $3,000 on you, and you can use it for any kind of medical service. And like you said, probably what, 98%, 99% of doctors accept the MSA, correct?
That's right. That's right.
So that's it's a great program. So I remember you guys talking about that during Medicare enrollment last year, and at a It's a great program. So, I mean, you don't pay nothing and you get cash to use for medical payments. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have our second part of the show. And we're going to talk about retirement options in part two. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back. We're here with Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. A little snowy out there, but it's not too bad yet. And with me this morning are Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And again, welcome back, guys. And before we get started into our next segment, you guys have a couple of seminars coming up here pretty soon, correct?
That's right, Kyle. Monday, the 22nd, we are going to be at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. It's Medicare 101, or Welcome to Medicare. Maybe you're approaching Medicare. Actually, if you're alive today and you're an American, you are approaching Medicare. If you're not on Medicare yet.
So but Charlie, they may already be on Medicare and they want more information.
That's true.
And this is an Independence, Kansas,
that's right?
Right,
right,
some
right
people
here in
may
Independence.
Not know where Independence is.
That's right. So you're welcome to attend. Call our office and reserve your spot, 331-8800, and you can get on our schedule, and we'd be glad to have you. It's a no-obligation, informational...
educational.
Yeah, event. There's no selling going on. We're just going to tell you what we do and how we help people and your options for Medicare. It's a roadmap of what Medicare looks like. And maybe you're 62, 63, 64, it doesn't matter, and you're just sort of looking at what's coming down the road, and maybe you're a long-term thinker. Sometimes I have people come in, and they're a year, sometimes even more out from Medicare, but they want to know what's going on. And so come on in, join us. It's a free meal, and we'll be glad to have you. Then Tuesday, there's a Mexican restaurant on Santa Fe in Chanute, Kansas, on the 23rd. 11:30 a.m. El Rincon is the name of the restaurant. Come and join us there. We'll have a presentation in Chanute. And then Wednesday, we have Parsons, the 24th, at the Remnick Cafe. The Remnick Cafe, downtown Parsons. Come and join us, 11:30 a.m. as well there. Then Thursday, we're going to be in New Yotiche. Dad, this is the one I didn't get the restaurant.
It's a Mexican restaurant. When you RSVP, we'll give you the address.
Yes, yes. the 25th, New Yotiche. So wherever you are in southeast Kansas, we've tried to get you covered with Independence, Chanute, Parsons, New Yotiche, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And they're all at 11:30 a.m. We are going to explore having evening seminars because I know a lot of people are still working, Dad, that are 63, 64, 65, 66.
I hope they
66.
Are. I hope somebody's paying taxes besides you and me.
Right, right, right. And so an evening might be a more convenient slot. So we welcome each and every one of our audience to join us.
And you might have a Sunday school class, or you might be in a part of a bridge club, or who knows what kind of a club, XYZ club. And, you know, several of you are seniors and all of you are dealing with these same issues. We'd be glad to come and talk to your group and just share some information with you and answer some questions with no selling, just get acquainted type thing. So if that would be the case, you can call us and we'll get you on a calendar.
All right, so you guys definitely hitting the four immediate counties in the area, Montgomery, Labette, Neosho, and Wilson County. So, again, some great seminars coming up. All right, so for this portion of the program, we're talking about retirement options. So going kind of from the seminar into this, talking about retirement options.
So, Dad, there's a lot of people that have been working and
carrying their lunch bucket.
Right, and watching their 401k.
Right,
and they've been riding the roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down, and as we in our 20s and 30s, that really doesn't mean a whole lot, does it?
Well, we don't have much.
Well, we don't have much,
and it's a long ways off till we need it. Hopefully,
right.
Yeah,
but as we get closer to retirement, we believe that the older you are, the more safer your money should be. That's just what we believe. That as
it's
we get older,
because you're going to need it.
Right. We're approaching the stage of life where we need that money to be available and to be there. We can no longer afford to watch it just go up and down.
And, Charlie, a lot of people listening will remember 08.
Right.
There were a lot of people that were scheduled to retire that had to come back and go back to work because their 401ks become 201ks.
Exactly.
And so a lot of our audience knows what happened in 08. And what I want to say right now, Charles, is the market has really been up. And it's a good time to lock in those gains because if those gains don't mean anything unless you lock them in. If you don't lock them in, the market goes back down. And when you're 5-6 years away from retirement or 5 or 6 years into retirement, those are crucial years where you don't want to be losing a lot of money.
Right.
Because you're losing money and then you're having to take out money, and you're never going to get all your
recover age. All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dad, what if somebody is still working and they've always been trained that I can't touch my 401k?
Well, after 08, most, not all, but most of these plans have an in-service rollover. In-service rollover
so
option.
So does that mean if I'm still working?
That means you're still working, that you can check with your HR person or your plan. And if you want us to, we will help you do that and make sure you have an in-service rollover option, which means that you can take part of your nest egg and put it somewhere where it's safe and protected and continue to work and continue to add money to your 401k. But in the meantime, you've protected part of your 401k.
So my job is still there. My 401k is still there.
Right.
And I get to protect some of it.
You just took part of the hay and put it in a barn.
That's cool.
Where it's safe and dry and where it's there for the winter.
That's cool.
Yeah, you've just taken part of your savings and put it in a barn and protected it.
Yeah, yeah.
From the weather.
Yeah, right.
Talk about the weather. We've got it here today.
Right. So we've helped a lot of people with this type of thing.
Right.
Where they're still working and
Charlie, this is a tax-free event. some people say, well, is this going to be taxable? No, it's not going to be taxable. We do it all day long.
So it's going to go from a 401k
to an IRA,
okay.
Individual retirement account.
Okay.
And it's a non-taxable event. And we handle the paperwork. We do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's
yeah.
a piece of cake.
Right, right.
And, you know, you out there listening, when you don't do it, it looks like it's complex. But we can make it simple, and we can handle it.
Yeah. So it goes from a 401k to an IRA. And if I leave my work, a lot of times I have to take my money with me.
Right.
They tell me, you got to clear this account out and do something with it. And so this, after you turn 59 and a half, you have the option to roll any amount of that money out, in most cases, to another place and make it safe. So,
and Charlie, we may have people listening that's 67, 68, 71, 72, 73, and they're remembering 08, and they're thinking, what am I doing riding this roller coaster, and I'm too old to ride roller coasters. We can help them protect whatever money they want to protect and keep it safe from market declines.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're talking about 08 where everything kind of crashed.
Right.
I definitely remember that, how basically just everything just crashed. And they actually ended up making a movie on it called The Big Short, basically how it worked out. And just kind of at the end, you're just kind of you're kind of mad after watching the movie because
right.
only a small amount of people like – benefited from that, but while a large amount of people were just destroyed.
Right, right. And you know, Kyle, I've done this for 40 years, and my clients in 08 lost zero money, period, because we deal with fixed accounts that don't lose money, and there's no fees. Now, some people find that hard to believe. The company pays us direct, like when you buy your car insurance,
mm-hmm.
the company pays that agent, and the companies that we deal with pay us direct. And your money's safe and protected from market declines and will earn a reasonable rate of return.
So good stuff there. Some good retirement options there for you. Like I said, rolling maybe your 401k into an IRA as well. So, again, and like I said, going from a 401k to an IRA, it's not a taxable event, and it's probably safer in an IRA, correct?
Well,
that's just a label. So mm-hmm. that doesn't add any safety to it
okay.
to be an IRA.
It's no. the kind of vehicle that it's in.
Okay, so
the vehicle is either more safe or not. Whatever, but the vehicle we're putting it in is safe. And maybe you have money that's not an IRA. Maybe you inherited $500,000 or $100,000 or even $30,000 or $40,000, and you want that money safe and protected. And maybe it's sitting in the bank, not going anywhere. We can get you a reasonable rate of return on that money and keep it safe.
That's awesome. So, that's incredible, guys. And be sure to give these guys a call. And before we get on out of here for today, before we ask the experts, Charles, if anybody would like to get a hold of you guys, where can they find you? How can they call you and where you're at on the web?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, Kansas, right down from Newton's True Value. You can find us, call us over the phone, 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. Find us on the internet at INS, the number 4, the letter U, now.com, INS4UNOW.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Skank Insurance and Retirement.
All right, gentlemen, before we get out of here, Gary, you wanted to say something real quick?
Charles, I just want to say to all of our listeners, I've worked with Charles now for 8.5 years, and it's been the best 8.5 years of my life. And I know a lot of father sons may not work well together, and we certainly didn't do any good fishing and hunting together because neither one of us hunt and fish. But we've enjoyed working together. Not that we always agree, but he's very lenient and kind to the old man. And so we have enjoyed working together, and now my grandson is working with us as well, and he's kind to me as well. And so I just want everybody to know that we really enjoy working together as a team, and it's a blessing to be able to work together.
I feel the same way.
All right. Well, yeah, now I can tell you guys got a great rapport with each other, and it's definitely great to see.
I paid him quite a bit to say that.
All right. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming in today. Be safe heading back up to Independence, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kyle, and we appreciate you, too.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.